بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد This book شوق وطن Recreating Our Desire for Our Original Homeland which is Jannah was written at a time when an epidemic had broken out and many people lost their lives. At that time people were in depression, many people began to panic. In this book, the author has collected those ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will explain to us what is a believer's perspective on these epidemics, and what is the solution to this depression and panic we find ourselves in. The very first question which will be asked is that why does Allah put us through these difficulties? We need to understand that our life in this world, through and through, is a test. Every aspect of our life in this world is a test. Sometimes Allah blesses a person with ease, comfort and luxury. And that also is a test from Allah to see whether we are grateful or not. Sometimes Allah puts a person through difficulties, through hardships, through illness, through sickness. And this is a test to see whether a person will bear it with patience or not. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a most beautiful manner explained to us. The narration is recorded by Imam Ahmad and Imam Abu Dawood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah has determined for a person a certain position in his court, and that person's actions are not such which make him worthy of that position, then Allah afflicts this man with some sickness in his body, or loss in his wealth, or loss in his children, and thereafter Allah blesses him with the ability to bear all of this patiently. So that Allah can make him reach that position which Allah had destined for him. In one narration it is stated, when a person's sins are too many, and he does not have that many good actions which will wipe away his sins, Allah puts him through some grief, so that his sins could be wiped away, so that his sins could be made up for. For even the slightest difficulty, the hadith will teach us, for the slightest difficulties a person goes through, whether it be tiredness, grief, sadness, pain, sickness, even just the prick of a thorn, Allah uses these difficulties to wipe a person's sins away. The greater the difficulties, the greater the benefits. The more a person will receive reward from Allah. In the ahadith we have been taught that a person who suffers from fever, when he comes out of that fever, his sins have been completely wiped away from his body, and he has been completely purified from his sins, just like metal is purified from filth after it is removed from the furnace. That person who goes through loss of his eyesight, he goes blind, and he makes sabr over this difficulty, Allah promises to recompense him with Jannah. That person who suffers from sickness and passes away as a result of that sickness, Allah forgives him and Allah showers his favor upon that person. The rewards of difficulty which a person undergoes in this world are so much that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained, the people who lived easy lives in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, when they will see with their own eyes the great rewards which Allah has kept in store for those people who live difficult lives in this world, they will wish, those who live easy lives in this world will wish from the bottom of their hearts, had only their skin been clipped in this world with scissors, had it been sheared off and cut off from their bodies with scissors, so that they could receive that kind of rewards which these people are receiving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with correct understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us complete conviction in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amen.